Big Brothers Big Sisters of Jackson, they've got a lot of activities coming up here, and executive director extraordinaire Tony Hollow joins us. And of course, Tony, a longtime teacher, coach, superintendent here in the area. Tony, what are they going through in Oxford today?
Sadness, devastation, looking for answers that there aren't many to, you know. It's a tough thing for the district for sure, the school, the community, you know, the law enforcement. The heart goes out to all those people, specifically the families, you know, suffering those losses. And you know, never had that kind of devastation. Certainly had, you know, warnings of them and precautions. I know that districts, you know, all around the state, you know, districts in our area, unfortunately it's a part of their daily protocol, Greg. Those drills, those lockdown drills, and doing what they can to keep the kids, prepare the kids. It's a part of their, you know, just like a math equation. The lockdown drill is a part of their vocabulary now, unfortunately. Ask anybody, any kid, any student, they know about it. It's part of what they do, and the schools unfortunately have to make it a part of their daily routines and rituals to help do their best to keep them safe. But it can happen at any time and any place, and unfortunately it happened at Oxford yesterday.
Yeah, nothing seems to happen, Tony. We go through this I guess far too often.
Right. I know. And then, you know, that's a whole different discussion that needs to be happening out there in regards to that kind of safety. I'm not sure for the answer, the answers for that, but certainly something needs to be done. And you know, when you get into the nonprofit end, it makes sense for us to be as proactive as we can. Not going to get everybody, for sure. There are going to be those students and children that slip through the cracks, and sometimes they're the most unlikely. I don't know much about this 15-year-old kid, but I mean, you know, you can't get everybody, but, you know, one thing that keeps me going, and certainly something that we know we have in our community are many of us, not only in the educational community, but in the nonprofit, that are doing our best to mentor, to role model, to, you know, to provide as many kids as we can reach, to prevent stuff like that. And you know, it does cue, it certainly cues our little conversation up today, Greg, to know that Big Brothers and Big Sisters is certainly doing what we can, along with so many other awesome active nonprofits across the area that try to serve as a proactive means prevent this kind of violence in our schools and in our community.
Yeah, nobody does, I guess, more mentoring than you guys do it. But you always need more help, don't you?
Absolutely. And you and I have had this conversation before. You know, mentors are the key to the heart and soul to our organization. We always have more little children waiting than we do adults ready to mentor. especially males, males of color, absolutely at the highest need as far as bigs. We're very close to having a quick turnaround for girls, young ladies that are looking for big sisters. They're coming in at a pretty even keel, Greg, and that is encouraging. We haven't seen that in a while, where when we get a call from a parent, a guardian, a grandma, an aunt, wherever a child may be residing, we're pretty quick to turn over an adult, a female, that has shown interest in becoming a volunteer and a mentor. So that's really encouraging. Not so much at the other end. There's quite a significant wait now for a lot of younger boys, males that are waiting for their big. So we know that's an area in 2022 we're going to address and continue to focus on. That's part of our strategic plan. It's part of our marketing plan. We're going to do our best so that when we're talking next year at this time, we're where we're at to evenly across the board.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a couple activities coming up we want to certainly touch on, and you got a trip to Fire Keepers. Tell our listeners about that.
Okay. That's great. Thank you for bringing that up and talking about that. We have we've had this. This has been an annual a trip for us, and we're going to Fire Keepers on Saturday. It looks a little bit different because it's going to be a day trip. Greg, it's a departure at 1, and it's we're going to be back in town by 6. Fire Keepers is shying away from evening bus trips, and so it's all in the afternoon, which is very convenient. It looks like we almost set it up in conjunction to the football schedule Saturday night. So the people will be home to watch that. We are competing against that game a little bit, the Michigan game. Many of our friends and sponsors that have attended that event are heading to Indy or certainly getting ready to do some party views of the game. So, we do have a number of tickets that are available for the bus. We're about half sold out at this time for Saturday. So we're really looking for some folks that would like to go. And it's a great day. We're not looking to sell out. We're just looking to, have a good time for some of the adult sponsors that really like that. A couple of our board members, really enjoy this event, and they're kind of, taking this on themselves. But it's, for $50 donation, it's $20 in credits, a $5 food credit, a luxury coach, transportation, and, prizes and just fun stuff on the bus. So we would love anybody that might be interested in having a transportation provided and have a nice afternoon Saturday to give us a call at the office today at 784-7181, and we have a ticket ready for them.
Mm-hmm. So
love to push that.
Room for a few to go to Fire Keepers if you want to jump on a bus day trip, 784-7181. And you've got Santa coming in?
Santa is coming in Saturday morning. Quite a bit of diversity that day, right? We've got Santa coming to the Michigan Theater this year, Greg, and through the help of Meyer, certainly the help of the Jackson Kiwanis Club. They've always been a sponsor of this event, great friends of ours. We're heading to Michigan Theater in cooperation with Steve Tucker, and what a great venue that's going to be. And CCC Catering, Steven is making us breakfast, and what a special treat it's going to be for our kids and their bigs and the families to go to that place, maybe some of them for the first time, and just see that historical theater. We're going to do some singing. We're going to hear some music, do a little bit of reading, and we're going to, of course, have some gifts as well as a hot breakfast for not only our little brothers and sisters, but anybody on the waiting list is also invited, Greg, so they kind of get a feeling of that. And also potential mentors down the road. That's a great opportunity to call the office first, of course. And if you're interested in being a big, that's a great event to go to and just see how the whole thing works. I think that would be a great opportunity for people to kind of see the program. And it's been one of certainly our children's favorite activity, but also our staff's favorite. It's just good. That was the first activity I went to before I made a decision to come over, and I was like, okay, I'm in, because it's all about what we do and what we stand for in regards to, you know, our mission of service, our mission of mentoring. It all comes together in events like this. So that's Saturday morning, and we'll take a quick break, and then the adults will continue to having a great day together supporting our agency.
I want to hear that singing on the bus.
We can, we'll take something for you. I'll see you Monday morning. We'll have that. It's going to be fun. It's going to be the whole day. I'm really looking forward to it, Greg. It's going to be a great day, and I appreciate you having me on.
Fantastic. Again,
to talk about those things.
Bottom line, they need male mentors at Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yep, and call the office if you want to be a big, and call the office if you want to have a big day on Saturday by going to the casino. And Greg, I want to just finish up by saying, once, you know, we have that discussion as a potential mentor, whether it's with me or one of my staff members, they're going to have a sense of understanding and in most cases relief of the time that it takes or the financial responsibility that people build up believing that it entails. And once they have that conversation, they realize that they can do this. They can make it part of their life. They can, and by 2022, you know, do some great things in this community by you know, having that kind of positive effect and mentoring role on a child that's just waiting for them. So give it a shot. Give us a call, and we'd love to talk to them about it.
Well, I hope you're lucky Saturday.
Okay, I'll let you know about that, too. I'm doubting that. That's the last reason I'm going. But okay.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Greg.
Tony Hollow, Big Brothers Big Sisters. 784-7181. If you have any inkling that you would like to be a big brother or a big sister.